Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a New Year's attack on a nightclub in Istanbul, Turkey, that left 39 dead. Witnesses said as many as 600 people were inside the club at the time of the attack, and authorities today continue searching for a shooter who got away. VOA asked Deakin University terrorism expert Greg Barton if Turkey is now ground zero for terrorism.
Unfortunately, it's looking that way, Victor. There's a strong correlation around the world between the breakdown of good governance and the extent to which terrorist groups can embed themselves. We see this with Nigeria, obviously with Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia. Unfortunately, Turkey is joining in that list. In the last 3 or 4 years, between 70 and 80% of all terror deaths have occurred in those 5-6 countries. It looks like in 2017 that Turkey is going to be another one of those countries where the slide away from democracy and good governance in the name of security actually undermines its own security.
Sunday's mass shooting followed more than 30 violent acts over the past year in Turkey. Syrian monitors say hundreds of civilians have fled villages outside the Syrian capital as fighting continues between government forces and several rebel groups. The exodus, said to involve about 1,300 people seeking safety from airstrikes and artillery shelling. Fighting comes despite a brokered truce between Russia, Syria, and Turkey, went into effect last Friday. There is an agreement among the Democratic Republic of Congo's political factions to try to defuse the crisis over President Joseph Kabila's extended rule. Mr. Kabila is supposed to have left office on December the 20th. This is VOA News. Nearly 36 expelled Russian diplomats have left Washington following President Obama's order, which cited an intelligence community conclusion Russia hacked into political organizations during last year's election. Mr. Obama also ordered sanctions on 2 Russian intelligence agencies. President-elect Donald Trump said he's not convinced that Russia meddled in the presidential election. His incoming press secretary, Sean Spicer, was on the U.S. program this week.
In 2015, China took over 1 million records, sensitive data, people like me who had worked in the government at any time, classified our personal information, where we live, things that we had written down on our applications or on our security clearances, and not a White House statement wasn't even issued. No action publicly was taken. Nothing. So, nothing was taken when millions of people had their private information, including information on security clearances, that was shared. Not one thing happened. So there is a question about whether there's a political retribution here.
Mr. Trump, who is to be sworn into office January 20th, said he knows more about Washington's claim against Russia and promised that information would be released this week. Meantime, Democratic lawmaker Adam Schiff, the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, said Russia's complicity and based on overwhelming judgment of the intelligence community. South Korea today said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un showed determination to continue nuclear provocations. Jong-jun Hee, a spokesman for the South Korea's unification ministry, said Kim is showing his determination by mentioning a strong nuclear state, the completion phase of an ICBM, and the preemptive striking attacks. In his New Year's address to the nation, Kim Jong-un hinted Pyongyang may ring in the new year with yet another test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korean prosecutors today say the daughter of confidant of disgraced President Park Geun-hye has been arrested in Denmark, and authorities are working to get her returned home in connection with a corruption scandal. Park was impeached last month by lawmakers amid public fury over prosecutors' allegations the president conspired to allow her longtime friend, Choi Soon-sil, to extort companies and control the government. Search resumed today for 17 people reported missing after a ferry off the coast of Indonesia's capital that left at least 23. There was a fire on board carrying more than 260 people on a port headed toward a resort island. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.